Love Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Hey, aloha. We're doing well. We're doing well on this happy 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, happy birthday. So you're over on Maui, over at the Starbucks, huh?
Yes, we are. We're hanging out at the South Kihei Starbucks again on the island of Maui in the state of Hawaii. And weather looks like it's going to cooperate today. It's been really un-Maui-like the last, couple of weeks. It's been windy and cold, and even in Kihei and Lahaina, where it normally is sunny.
How cold is cold? It can't be very cold.
Well, you know, dipping into the low 80s.
Oh, wow. Poor you. At least you're not having the heat waves. So many people are having heat waves. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so it's man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the July going on? Lots of celebrations, of course, here on the island and, of course, all across America. What's going on in your neck of the woods for the 4th of July? What are your plans?
Well, no, we're just nothing really, because it's the middle of the week, kind of. It's a little different, so. It's so today's show, you're going over, yeah. I can hear it. Oh, a lot of people there, huh?
Not really. A couple folks.
Okay. So today's show, we're going over Independence Day. Do we take our freedoms for granted? And tell us what you think. We actually, are you there, Randy? I'm trying to hear. We've got.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. We were going to say, tell us what you think about Independence Day. So we have a caller on the line right now.
Hi, who's this?
This is Anonymous Bill.
Anonymous
Bill?
Yes, Anonymous Bill, that's right.
I like it.
I just caught the title there. You're just starting your show up. Yeah, I think that we do take our freedoms for granted, and it doesn't seem like anybody. A lot of people these days think that we get our freedoms from the government instead of the government being there to try to protect them. Is how I see it.
And people are saying we get our freedoms, but yeah, I think we do take. I agree with you. Or yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and again, the whole government issue, and that's a big, of course.
Did we just lose you?
I don't know. I'm still here. I think we lost that guy.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, the government, yeah, we think we do take the freedom. That's one thing. The freedom can be taken away so quickly, and I think it's easy to take it for granted, huh? I mean, you figure in the United States it started, what, 1776, huh? And things have changed drastically.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is this show about realty? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, what we do on this show is the first half an hour is about real estate. The second half an hour is usually about self-help or a community issue, something going on in the community, or spiritual. But today, because it's the 4th of July, we went ahead and can you hear me?
Yeah,
I don't know why because it's the 4th of July. I don't think the other one's on. Let me see what's going on here. We're going ahead and doing it on Independence Day right now. That's what we're doing.
Okay. Do you know, I just want to, I'm thinking about realty, about houses.
Okay, sure.
With all the taxes involved in building a house, getting the zoning permits, the building permits, the go-ahead from the local government and possibly even state governments in some area, then doesn't that add to the value or the cost of the house? Not the value, but the cost?
Yeah, it can absolutely. When you first start to do it, yeah, you definitely want to figure out all of that. That can add to the cost because you're going to need permits. You're going to need, absolutely. Yeah. Where are you thinking about building?
Well, I'm not. I'm just trying to relate it back to your topic of your show. I've heard that out in California, a lot of times the building permits are like one-third of the cost of the house.
That would be let me see something here. I'm trying to get our host, Randy, back on also with us. I wouldn't want to say yes or no to a third. I think that sounds really high. I think when somebody said a third, they may not be just talking about the permit. They may be talking about the process to get everything done. They may be including engineering. And Randy, can you call back in? Okay, I'm sorry about that. But anyhow, there's a lot of other. When you're saying that, it's kind of a general thing, because there's a lot of other factors that can be taken into it, So
right,
when somebody says a third of the cost, it might just not be the permit. They may be including the design work, the zoning and planning and all the departments you have to go through to get the permit. They may be including the engineering's cost. Because a third sounds really high to me, but I don't want to say, without where that's coming from or what else is included in it.
Right, but just to relate it to freedom, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so I own a piece of land, and before I build anything on it, I have to go and ask permission. That's not freedom.
Oh, you're talking about freedom, yeah. Well, things have changed right now. You're right. I know what you're saying because you get into communities. And then there's zoning regulations and, of course, taxes, and the taxes will pay for what's going on in the communities, so we have a lot of situations that are so I hear what you're saying. Randy, are you back on?
I am back.
What happened to you, sir? I guess we just lost you. This is the thing about doing it virtually, right? We have good and bad. But, no, sir, you said your name's Anonymous Bill?
That's right.
Okay. No, I agree. I mean, I agree, but I think there's just so much to it because somehow we have to have the money to pay for the infrastructure, right? So somehow we have to have the money to pay for the roads and the public utilities and all the things that we do enjoy in the country here. So I think I do think some are higher than they should be, But
right,
but
the government doesn't make money. It just steals it from me and you. So the money's already there. And everybody wants running water, electricity, and schools. So we would figure out a way to make it some other way without all these draconian taxes. That's just my opinion. And
that would be wonderful if we could figure out a better way, right? That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I think, I definitely agree.
Well, I didn't want to sit in on your whole show and just steamroll
you.
No,
but you're great. But that's great. And it typically is real estate. And I really love how you – thank you for tying that in because typically we do real estate the first 30 minutes. But because it's the 4th of July, we were just seeing what that – so I really appreciate you tying that in to the freedom of – well, I guess what happens – I think what I would think on some of that is – when you have societies and civilizations and people living together, there's got to be some type of rules, right? So otherwise it would just be chaos and people would be staking, their claim to that land like that's happened many, many, in years and years ago, right? And in other places where people say, okay, wait a minute, that's my land, right? So
right, but the way I see it is a homeowners association is all voluntary. Everybody agrees in a homeowners association to follow certain rules. And I just don't see why that we couldn't have government like that. But that's a long ways off. And
that would be great, wouldn't it?
this conversation about freedom is just, you know, another step on the road to that.
You're right. No, I agree. Yeah, totally agree with you.
Hey, Bill, I have a question for you, Bill. At this point, and I know we can absolutely, and I'm with you, dude, on the draconian stuff, believe me. What's a basic freedom that you still really hold dear that you appreciate about our country? What's a basic freedom that you know, something that you really appreciate?
Something that I appreciate. Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that if I want to go out and stand with a sign that says practically anything, I'll probably be okay doing it. They won't take me off and shoot me in the middle of the street.
Good
so,
point.
I mean, you know, this is pretty much the best country in the world. I would not leave this country and go anywhere else. But at the same time, I think that the freedom that we have here is not pure. Yes, we have more freedoms than other countries, but it's not pure. And I do appreciate the freedom to say whatever I want. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Absolutely. Great point.
Yeah, that's true. And you're right. You said it. So I couldn't say it better. We have a great country. We still have a lot of freedoms to say what we say, but we tend to see it slipping away, absolutely. And but let's continue. I think you're right. The free speech part of it, right? Whether it's on Blog Talk Radio or holding a sign downtown or whatever to say how we feel, that's an important part of it, and we want to continue to. I was fascinated with this whole Supreme Court ruling and the whole Obamacare thing that went down without getting into the, you know, the politics of it. Just the process that a Supreme Court judge, you know, who apparently was siding with shooting it down in the last few hours or a couple days, decided to switch. But I guess in all of that, to stay even out of the politics, I was. In that regard, I was kind of proud still of our system, you know, that there we got it. And I know people are saying, well, it's a, you know, the judicial is a, you know, it's impartial and it is a political body, and it absolutely is. But again, given what other people are going through in this world, the fact that we can have this conversation and disagreement, and even at the highest levels, a Supreme Court justice like Roberts, who for all intents and purposes, everybody would have thought he would have sided, maybe say against the Obamacare thing, votes for it. There was a part of me, even though I personally had some issues with that, that admired the system.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Yeah, we still can speak our mind, whether we're on the street corner with a sign or we're on the Supreme Court and people think we should vote one way, but our conscience says, I'm going to go the other way. And I
agree. No, I agree. That's a great point. I think, Bill, I agree with you, too, on some of our liberties are being taken away. A lot of liberties are being taken away. It's just changing fast. So, but
yeah,
the system works overall.
They turn up the pot of water slowly so that we don't jump out when we realize it's boiling. But I appreciate you guys doing this show on freedom. I think I'm going to get off the call here and continue to listen.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful 4th today.
Hey, you guys too.
Thank you.
God bless. All right, cool. Anonymous Bill, check it in, man. Like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's funny? We've got this is about freedom in the United States of America is what we're talking about today, Independence Day, July 4th. And it's amazing, you know, countries all over the world have different Independence Days, right? You know, and it's just amazing. I ran a list, which you can pick up on Wikipedia. And, I mean, I'm not going to be able to, we don't have time to go through all the countries. It's just amazing, though. But, Guatemala, for example, got their independence from Spain in 1869. I mean, it's very interesting. I'm actually going to spend more time and read this list because it's 14 pages long. And it's just, you know, when you look at that, I mean, there's so many things that people have fought for over the years and independence, and it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. What was it? The Bahamas got their independence from the UK in 1973. Belize also became independent from UK on September 21st, 1981. it could just go on and on and on. But it's just interesting, you know, because we're always, you know, it's interesting to learn about the other areas as well. I do want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all our military for what a wonderful job you all, gals and guys do constantly, and we really respect you and appreciate you. And you can't say that enough, right?
Absolutely. You can't have a discussion about freedom without thanking them and honoring the sacrifices. Monica and I yesterday saw a piece, I think, on one of the news channels a young man who lost both legs, both arms.
He what?
Lost both legs and both arms stepping on an IED.
Can't hear you, Randy.
What's that?
Can't hear you. I heard, like, lost both legs and arms, but really light. It's real faint.
Yeah, lost both legs and arms stepping on an IED in Iraq.
Oh, God.
It was, again, it made me realize that, you know, that freedom is not free. You know, it's paid for and often by young men, you know, and women in our military. So kudos, as you said, to them for sure.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, very, very important. And, you know, I noticed we won't go, and they say, gosh, talking politics can get a lot of people in trouble these days. I've never seen the amount of animosity in my lifetime with politics as there is today, you know. And I wish we could, in that freedom part, I wish we could find somehow to put more professionalism in it. It's really, I've noticed now, so many people are getting so angry because of what's going on, and rightfully so, because there's a tough economic times, et cetera. And I know people, you know, people say, whether Democrat, they're Republican, they're independent, and I personally have different friends that I've had conversations with that I said, okay, I'm not talking politics with you. I just can't, because the anger comes out. It's just, you know, it used to be we could debate politics and debate the issues, but it's really, really not that way, it seems like, today, you know. So I'd love to see the freedom of peace come back more, where we feel, because I think in our freedoms we're losing a lot of respect for our government and the politics and the way that it's being handled that way. I still think our system works, like you brought up with the Supreme Court and everything. And I think that, you know, the beauty of, even with the health care law, I think there's good things and I think there's bad things in it. That's just my, but I believe with the powers to be and the states and everybody who get involved, I mean, that'll hopefully the things that aren't good will be fleshed out somewhat, right, with our system. But I do, it's concerning to see how much animosity and anger there is out there nowadays compared to the old days, you know. And that would be wonderful to be able to work on that with our independence.
Absolutely. The number again is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428, Blog Talk Radio, Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show. Natalie Mullinex with us, and Randy Zachary, my name. We're talking freedom. We'd love to hear your thoughts on your favorite, the things you like and love still about America. We want to balance things out. It's real easy, you know, in this kind of a conversation, as we said earlier, to go to the negative, because there are negatives, and we're not.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
But it's also, you know, there are things to be thankful for. And we're going to take a break and come back, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, the phone number is 347-945-5428. We'll be back on Realty Universal Radio.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Radio, the name of this show. The phone number to get involved, 347-945-5428. One more time, that number, 347-945-5428. It's a show about real estate. It's about also giving back. It's about the universe. It's about helping yourself, allowing God to help you, all of the above. And coming up, of course, the second half of our show today, I'm going to be talking to a guy, Philip Vanover, who's a coach and personal coach and just a motivational dude. He's going to kind of talk about the spirit of giving and a spirit of generosity and developing a lifestyle of generosity. And what does that mean? How does it translate in everyday life? Because as we talked about, our society is, and you see this, I know, in the business world, Natalie, me, dig me, all about me, number one. And how do you incorporate that? And we'll be talking about that in the second half hour. Got a few more minutes to talk about freedom. And we'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks again to Bill checking in earlier. The number 347-945-5428. So, Natalie, you did some show prep and pulled up some stuff about countries and when they gained their freedom, right?
Oh, I just can't believe there's 14 pages of it, and you can get it on Wikipedia, of course. And it's just interesting. It's just amazing, though, how many different, like you said, territories and countries pulled off from the UK. There's way too many to list here, but it's just really interesting. Central African Republic became independent from France in 1960. Chad from France in 1960. The Republic of Congo became independent from Belgium in 1960. I mean, it's just amazing, though. Costa Rica from Spain in 1821. You know, there's been a lot of struggle for independence. Everybody loves that freedom and being able to do it their way. You know, it's so important. And we so you have, are you in the Starbucks right now? Can ask a couple people there.
No, I've gone out to the car just to eliminate
the noise. Oh, okay, you did, huh? I guess it gets a little noisy. This thing about we do it virtually, we do it from anywhere and everywhere, huh? But that's what we need. We need like a soundproof thing we can just put around you, Randy, and set it up.
Yeah,
that way you're kind of soundproof in a little corner there and kind of bring people in. Yeah.
Hey, you know, we were talking about the freedom thing, and off the air during the break, we were mentioning, and you know this from living here in Hawaii, that this is, you know, something that, and it's just worth saying because you can, again, as a visitor here, be a little more, I guess, appreciative or respectful of local culture. But there is, and has been, I guess, ever since we pretty much, you know, took over the Hawaiian Islands and annexed them, there's a sense here, and in my perception, seems to be growing that
people want to go back.
Yeah, people are saying, "Hey, Hawaiian nation, and defend Hawaii," and the idea that that America, you know, the United States kind of pretty much just took Hawaii away and made it a state, in essence. And, of course, there was a whole process there. But I was watching a college professor the other night on one of the local access channels really kind of break down the process and what happened. And from his point of view, saying, you know, the annexation of Hawaii and it becoming a state was, you know, was really illegal and unconstitutional. And interesting conversation. Again, he was just presenting the facts. It wasn't an argumentative and shouting kind of a thing. But it was interesting that there is that sense here. And I know when they watch us, if you will, you know, folks from the mainland come over here, and there's this love-hate thing. They love, of course, the dollars from the tourism. But
I think if that ever did happen and it went back, though, a lot of federal funding would be cut off, right? There's a lot of funding unfortunately, it's a shame it does come down to money constantly, you know, but there's a lot of money that would be pulled out and wouldn't be there anymore, you know. I love when you go back to the history and if you go to Iolani Palace, they have a wonderful video that they show about what happened, and they go back to, you know, the 1800s, and you know, it wasn't, it isn't always, well, like, I like, appreciate you saying that they said it and there was no arguments involved in it. It's not all completely 100% like it was just taken away, just like, you know, completely. I mean, when you go way back, there's a lot of things that happened, and it's almost like if you pledge your land or you put a mortgage on your property and you don't pay the loan off, there's other things that can happen. But we're going way back, you know, to like the late 1800s. And so, but it comes back to freedom again, right? Everybody wants their independence. Everybody wants the rights that they had before brought back, right? Nobody wants the rights that they had taken away. We do have Hawaii homesteads in Hawaii where if you're at least 50% Hawaiian, you can get in on that and get a really good deal. And there's also lands given. So there are things that have been being done, you know, to facilitate giving back things that may have been taken away, you know. So I think that's pretty neat, pretty amazing.
The real estate to the freedom thing there. That's awesome because, again, being who you are and having had the success that you've had in the state of Hawaii in the real estate industry, yeah, you've got to know the history and you've got to know the options available and the locals.
And so there really are quite a few. And also, like, Kamehameha Schools has a lot of funding for locals, too. I mean, there's quite a lot of benefits. So, to me, I'd rather kind of get the benefit. If I was local and 50% Hawaiian, I'd rather reap the benefits, still let the state get all the federal funding, right? Have the money come in, have the tourism come in, and then kind of get the best of all worlds. Because I don't think with our, you know, I just don't know. I mean, you know, unless, yeah, there's a.
Yep.
But or maybe they could pick one of the islands or two of the islands and do it that way, kind of thing. Okay. Jim, Koholawe years ago, well, that was, gosh, it was like mostly all Hawaiian. And then, you know, of course, just like everything else, people, families get together, people come in and marry with different cultures and, you know, yep. So that's interesting. So. Good point, Randy, though. Really good point, because I agree with you. I do feel that that's starting to – the pressure's getting on more and more and more for sovereignty. But I also do believe that even in the United States and around the world, because of the Internet and the communication that we have now at our fingertips and all the abilities for people to do just what we're doing now for, the social networking, so everybody's been able to get their opinion out so much faster. And I think that's causing, you know, we're getting that. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah. All right, Realty Universal Radio, the name of the program. Again, the number 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. Natalie Mullinex, of course, you can see all about Realty Universal at realtyuniversal.com. And there's a whole lot to check out there, whether you're a buyer, a seller, a broker, an agent. It's just I'll use the word plethora of knowledge. And we're going to take a break and return on the other side with Philip Vanover. So stay tuned. Realty Universal Radio.
Grief is a natural emotion that is deeply personal, and it can take days, weeks, months, or even years to work through the feelings. There is no timetable for grieving a loss, everyone heals differently. For most, there are several stages to the grieving process, and they are denial, a numbness and disbelief that the event has occurred. Denial acts as a shock absorber that helps us assimilate the difficult truth. Anger. When we have been abandoned by loss or death, anger can be very powerful. When we experience a loss, we can be angry at anyone or anything, the person who died, ourselves, institutions, or even God. Guilt, a feeling of regret or conflict or shame about the loss. Depression, overwhelming sadness about the loss that can seem never-ending. As we begin to acknowledge the loss and reality sets in, we can begin to feel sad, hopeless, and unprotected. And finally, acceptance. Acceptance means that you know that life has changed and that you need to find new ways of responding to that change. It's an awareness of life's new realities and a readiness to move forward.
Are you there?
If you are coping with any loss, there are many resources in our community that can and want to support you. Please contact me at the Needham Youth Commission if you, a member of your family, or someone you know is struggling and might benefit from professional support or direction.
And welcome back. We are Realty University.
Hey, Randy.
Radio, and 931 here in Hawaii. Aloha, Natalie. You're back.
Can you hear me, Randy? I think I'm cut off.
No, you're there. I hear you.
Oh, okay, because it looks like I'm not on the thing. Okay, got it.
Back. Yeah, this Blog Talk Radio thing, you know, when we do it from mobile places, sometimes things happen depending on, I think, internet and Wi-Fi, you know, connectivity and all of that good stuff. But the good news is it is mobile. The challenge sometimes is, yeah, stuff happens. But we're back. Natalie Mullenix with us. Again, thank you for everybody who contributed the first half hour. Talking about freedom, and again, it was real. I learned stuff already, and you know, we talked about personal freedoms, individual freedoms, you know, government, and we kind of ran the gamut. And we have now in the second half hour, as always, we talk about giving back. We talk about God, about self help, which typically means often God help, because we definitely need Him in what we do. And Natalie and I, second half of the show, typically do that and focus on that. And Philip Baranover is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Hi, Philip.
Where are you checking in from?
I am actually in a little town called Southern Pines, North Carolina, near Pinehurst, where they have the big golf course where the tourists come through. Beautiful area. I'm down here visiting my son and my new grandbaby.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, Philip, you're an amazing dude. I've just we connected the last couple of days and kind of through the John Maxwell team deal. And everybody who's aware of John Maxwell knows he's an amazing guy and kind of one of the foremost motivational, inspirational leadership guys in the country. And you also speak and you know, do leadership and talks and whatnot. And I was interested because Natalie, as we talked about today, we're talking about the spirit of giving and the idea of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a big part of what you talk about. Could you kind of share some of maybe, again, it's kind of an abbreviated version of what you normally share, but what it to be a servant, to be
sure.
in the spirit of giving back?
Sure. I really believe, and I've heard my mentor John say several times, the two of the most important days of your life are, number one, the day you're born, and number two, the day that you figure out why.
Good point.
Over the last few years, I've come to this conclusion that my purpose is to share with a lot of the knowledge and the information that I've been given from other people. But I really believe that everything we do, I speak on leadership, I speak on customer service, and I speak on probably on attitude. But I think the attitude that most people need to develop or need to learn is that attitude of it's not what you get, it's what you give. And life is all about how much you can give. And you put your deposits in the north.
Did you go? Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, I think, oh. Got you back. Are you there?
Hey, Philip, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay, go ahead. I've cut out for a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, we had a disconnect there, but we're back.
Okay. Great. And so I think the thing that I look to do with my business and my my mission and my purpose is I just want to add value to people. And if I add value to as many people as possible, everything else works out for itself.
Mm.
And I believe that leaders can take that same philosophy. I mean, we've all heard of servant leadership, but I think that's the only true leadership is servant leadership. And that's what Jesus taught. You
Absolutely.
Lead by serving. You don't lead from the front and, you know, say, follow me in the charge. You lead by serving the people who are doing the work.
That's good. And because, yeah, you think about it in leadership, at first brush, when you say servant leadership and you lead by serving others, that seems to be kind of un-American and kind of an oxymoron, really. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Like military intelligence.
Yeah. Dr. Baseball, you know, all of that stuff. But you're right. It is about serving, and it is an upside down kingdom that we're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly.
Serving, you know, and I think to use without getting too into the biblical narrative, but Jesus in that upper room where they expected him to kind of be his coming out party to be the political leader, strapped a towel around him and started washing their feet, right? And they're like, what? So what are some practical ways a leader or somebody who wants to I buy into this, so, you know, it sounds good. How do we do that in your day-to-day existence? How do you serve others and become a servant leader in that way?
I think the number one thing, and it's in John's book, actually, the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, is leaders have to touch a heart before they can ask for a hand.
Good point.
And if your people don't know you care about you, if the people you're leading don't know how much you care, and they don't see that you're in it with them, you don't have a chance to influence them in a positive direction. So I think, again, touching the heart is the most important thing.
Yeah, and you're right about you plant those seeds, too, over the, all that when you're serving and you're giving and you're planting the seeds, and it's just like a farming. And,
sure.
and it sprouts and it grows back, and how beautiful and wonderful it is.
It is.
Yeah, really amazing. I love what you said, too, first about the two reasons you're born, and then the second is to figure out why you're here, because I think God did put,
That's
you know,
right.
each one of us has that one fingerprint for a reason, and we have these special talents for a reason, right? And I think that's
exactly.
that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Good stuff. Absolutely. So servant leadership, again, and whether you consider yourself a leader or not, you know, some people may be listening and, you know, check out when we talk about leadership. Well, I'm not a leader. But I think in some regard we all are, and we can all serve others, regardless of whether we're, quote, unquote, a leader or not. And our lives will be enhanced by that mentality of how can we bring value to everybody that we meet, literally everybody. And if it's just a smile, right? If it's just being positive, man, there's power in a smile. I've noticed that. We all go through our day, and as you approach somebody walking down a parking lot or a mall, or, you know, you look up, and I think I do. I'll try and make eye contact, and if they mad dog me or something, you know, there are days that I rise above it, and I smile anyway, and I think that's what God would have us do. But I think other times you buy into their energy, you know, and you kind of look at them and look down and, you know, but it's developing literally a lifestyle of giving to others. And again, whether it's a blessing, a smile, or of course value as they get to know you, how can you bring value to people's lives, right?
Exactly. I'll tell you, that's a funny story. You mentioned that, it made me think. I was an introvert in high school. I was popular, but I wasn't a big talker. Wasn't very social. And I was probably about 19 or 20 and walking through a mall in Tennessee one day. And I decided, I'm going to see if I can get people to smile at me.
Oh, good.
Just started smiling at people when I walked by them. And I realized there was a great deal of power in that. And I started doing it all the time. And I've developed a habit of that. You know, my wife looks at me and says, do you know the girl that drives through? I said, no, we just made conversation.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leave people a little better off. Every time you meet someone, meet them a little better off, whether it's for 30 seconds in the drive-thru or somebody you work with or somebody that works for you or somebody you work for.
Exactly, and having empathy is so important because even though somebody might not, you don't know what they're going through, so even though you may think, say, hi, how are you? Oh, fine, they don't really see anything. They may, something drastic might have just happened in their life, you know, so you still would want to say, oh, you know, I hope you have a better day or I hope it's okay, or have the empathy instead of turning, going, that person didn't answer me, there must be something wrong. Sometimes somebody may not have hearing, they could be deaf, you know, like we assume so much, right? And it's so important to give that love back regardless because and usually people can see and they open up and, you know, and they appreciate it and they may really need it. Just like the, you know, all the different charities and giving and you know, it's so easy and free to just give, isn't it? Like sometimes people think, well, I don't have the time to do this or do that. You don't have to give in a huge way, right, to be making a difference.
Making a smile.
We spend our lives looking for this opportunity, this big opportunity, and we don't take the opportunities that come to us minute by minute and second by second each day.
That is so true.
What is it? Was it Plato, I think, or somebody said, you know, be kind to everyone you meet, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle.
That's right. Exactly.
And I, that's really, you know, it doesn't matter what they look like, what they're driving, you know, you know, and how they portray how they're doing. Everybody's fighting a hard battle.
We all do. You know, it's true. It's true. Randy knows my brother passed away in January, and I've been crying every day. I'm getting better and getting better. And I'm in a position where I have to be a leader and be up and on and all this. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It was a bad motorcycle accident, very drastic, quick, 4 hours after I spoke with him. So when, and I guess you appreciate it, speaking and doing what you do, the show must go on. Now, I was blessed to not have to be, I was able to pull back more, you know, the last so many months. But I know he wouldn't want me to not move forward. And it reminded me, so I've always been one to constantly smile, upbeat, love everybody and everything. But I frowned a lot more the last 4 or 5 months because of crying so much and being upset. Not with people. Yeah. You know, I've still been kind to people. That's my nature. I couldn't not do that. But it reminded me when I was 12 years old, eons and eons ago, going to is it Disneyland in Florida or Disney World? I get mixed up. I think that's Disney World. But with my mother and brother, and on the marquee of one of the hotels, it said it takes 72 muscles to frown and only 14 to smile. And it's really true. And I got to tell you, these months of me being so upset, like I have been, because I'm just being honest. I mean, I can't help it. You know, I've been that it was one of the most tragic things in my life. That to me, you know, we all, when we love someone that much, and it's just tragedy. But I noticed, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got serious frown lines now. You know, from all the, and you realize, you go, wow. And it reminded me, 72 muscles to frown, 14 to smile. Okay, I've got to start. You know, it's just a little thing to think about, but it's really, you know, life isn't, like Randy said, I mean, life isn't always a bowl of cherries, no matter how great we can be at being positive and motivational and trust God. We have to trust God, right? Or well, if I didn't trust God, I don't think I'd make it. But that's kind of interesting when you said, you know, because it doesn't take, we don't know what the other person's going through. And it's so easy to assume, you know, it's so easy to assume things and it doesn't usually have anything to do with us, right? So what somebody else is going through, if we say something and they don't respond. And, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother. That's a tragic thing to go through.
Thank you.
When I was in college, I lost my grandfather. He was murdered, actually.
Oh, my God.
My family went through there. And I know that shock of that sudden death. But, you know, the greatest tribute to your brother?
What?
Is to carry on with a positive, cheerful attitude and rejoice in the life that are left.
Yeah, Randy's been wonderful because we started doing the show the week before he died. My brother knew I was doing the show, and then Randy's been wonderful because we wanted to try to keep doing it. And you're right, it's I'm getting to that point, you know, and my brother wouldn't want me to, and you have to, and you have faith that they're up there, and you know the spirit still lives on. But you're right. And I appreciate that. You're really right, and I will. You know, I mean, I am. But it's just hard. You know, it's a very hard thing to do it consistently. You know, you can do it maybe for a few hours, and then you come back. You know, you go a little bit more. And I guess like anything in life, they say inch by inch, it's a cinch. But it also gives us so much empathy too, because people are going through having their own, you know, tragedies, right? And it's But you're right. I appreciate that. That's so true.
Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show, again on Blog Talk Radio and RealtyUniversal.com, the website. If you've got a question maybe for Philip Vanover, you can give us a call, 347-945-5428. And we are going to take a break in just a moment. But
I was going to ask Philip your website, your web address, or contact information. I'm not sure if that's something you want to put out.
Okay. I have two. I'll give my blog. It's just www.philvanover.wordpress.com. Just my name, Phil Vanover.
And it's P-H-I-L-V-A-N-O-V-E-R?
Exactly like sound. Yes, that's it.
Got it. Perfect.
And then my website is www.johnmaxwellgroup.com. /Phil Vanover.
Okay.
Awesome, buddy. Hey, before we go to a break, I do want to just a parting shot on the servant leadership and the generosity and the spirit of giving back. Anything else you want to add as we kind of wrap up the segment?
I posted on my blog a few weeks ago, and I was just looking at this here on my laptop. I wrote, 1,000 candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness, knowledge, nor passion for life never decrease by being shared.
Mm. Beautiful. Well written.
Check out that blog, folks. Absolutely.
That's www.philvanoverwordpress.com. Was it?
It's Phil Vanover, www.philvanover.wordpress.com.
Perfect.
Awesome, man. Thanks for checking in.
If you search
in
for Phil Vanover and John Maxwell, you will find it.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in, buddy. Happy 4th.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Realty Universal Radio, we will be back right after this.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you still in the Starbucks or are you in your car? I hope you have your air conditioning on. You know, you don't really need air conditioning there. I just thought about that. How dumb of me, right? You really don't. It's not. It doesn't get as hot.
Yeah.
Are we on a minute break, or he's really? Are you back?
No, I'm gonna move on closer. I just lost internet. Let me go over closer.
Oh, you're not on right now. I'm gonna have to do it myself. How would I open this up? Because the thing's gonna go off.
It'll be fine. We got another minute. I'm just gonna pull over. Yeah, he was good.
Are you there, John? Philip, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Because I think Randy, he's come. Are you there, Rand?
Well, I am, but I'm trying to get back connected. I got disconnected from the blog talk.
Oh, we've got to have you back on because I can't open it up on this side, can I?
Yeah, hang on. I'll be right there. Give me a minute.
I'm going to.
All right. No.
It's one thing, though, Phil, about working when you're doing it virtually. Sometimes things come in and out. I think Randy's out near a Starbucks. That's the thing, because I'm on a landline, so and then the computer, so it's easy. But let's see.
All right.
man. I can do it myself, but I have to turn. I don't think I can open it up from here.
Can I?
What?
So go ahead. Go ahead. And you got 5 seconds.
But I have to call in. I can't open it up. I need to call into the host number. Randy.
If you on.
What's the host number? Okay. I'll be right back, Bill.
Okay.
We're back from break. How we have Phil Vanover on the line, and Phil, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate all your comments. You're wonderful, just wonderful. We've got about 8 minutes left, and I think Randy's going to step in a couple minutes. I want to revisit what you were talking about with the spiritual. Now, you actually speak on all of this. And do you go around the country and speak? Do you try to do a lot of it virtually, or?
I do both. I speak live and virtually, and I teach actually classes called, we call them a mastermind group, on John's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I do that by conference call.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If you're interested in that, you can contact me through the website, and I can get you signed up for one of those.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you can do this, and anybody can get on anywhere in the world. That's beautiful. That's what I love about the internet.
It is. That's great.
It's really,
we live in a new world.
Absolutely. And you, in the spirit of giving and leadership and what you're talking about and how you brought up that Jesus also, you know, that it's serving. It's really about serving. A lot of times people hear leadership and they think that, you know, that's part of being able to lead appropriately, right? And not in the military fashion, so to speak. Although, so you want to just mention a little bit about that, a little recap on what you were saying?
Okay. Basically, I believe that the best way to lead people, or the only way to truly lead people, is to do it from a standpoint of being a servant to them and have their best interest in heart. If you don't have their best interest in heart, sooner or later, they're not going to be following you. It's just a matter of time.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And then that's a good way to build a team, too, if you're running a business.
No doubt. And it's also the way that you build more leaders. And John talks about the law of addition, where if the leader's not adding to people, they're subtracting from people. And if you're subtracting from your people, you're going to divide them. But if you're adding to people and you're teaching people to be leaders, to be servant leaders, then you're going to multiply yourself. One person can only influence so many people by themselves. But a person who develops leaders
that's
can influence
brilliant.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And then you also mentioned, too, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, you can serve in many different ways, right?
Exactly.
Everybody can serve.
Yes, everyone can serve and everyone can lead. And everyone has the number one person you have to lead, and the hardest one is yourself.
That's a good point.
I heard somebody say the other night on TV, I'm working on my health and weight right now, and like most people are. And I heard a trainer say the other day, you have to separate your mind from your body sometimes. And I think sometimes we get in our own way. Our biggest enemy is our own brain telling us what we can't do and what won't work or what someone else thinks. And instead of doing what comes naturally to care for people, to look out for people, to go the extra mile for people, sometimes our own head gets in the way. And like you were saying, sometimes – you know, maybe somebody's not unfriendly, or not unfriendly, but they're just going through something right now. And maybe that's your opportunity to really make a difference for that person. You know,
absolutely.
Maybe they just need a smile. Maybe they need you to start a conversation with them, and you know, they need to be told that things will work out or whatever. I think sometimes you don't know.
You don't know what somebody's going through.
Opportunity's there because you're not open to them.
Absolutely, and it's so important not to shut ourselves off that way. But some people, you know, there's so many tragedies, good things, positive things, and it, you're right, that's really a wonderful, not to assume that something happened. I remember one time, one of the speeches I heard, it's a scenario, a man was on the subway, and it was very, very late at night, and the children were running around, small children, and they were unruly, and finally somebody said, "Sir, can you please, you know, take care of your children?" And he just looked up from the paper and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, their mother just died, mm-hmm. you know, we just came from the hospital," and changes the whole outlook on, whoops, what, wait a minute,
sure.
You know, these people were, and you just never know what somebody's going through, you know, and
exactly.
And it is so important for us to always keep ourselves, and we develop those habits, they say, what, 30 days to make a habit, really work on things. I do think sometimes with the weight and the other things, sometimes perfection gets in the way. You know, it's really important to be healthy. Maybe body doesn't have to look perfect, you know. And we do those things to ourselves, right? We think that
easy to put yourself last.
Yeah, can't do that.
If you haven't taken care of yourself, you can't give to other people.
That's so true, isn't it?
You know, physically, mentally, you know, personal growth, and also spiritually. Right? It's hard to give something you don't have yourself.
Right? No.
And you have to, and the person that's hardest to lead, as I said, is yourself. And,
absolutely.
A great testimony to that, I suppose.
Absolutely. Isn't that true? I think Randy's back on. Randy, are you there?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, we're just recapping, and Phil was going over leadership, and if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else, and serving, and we're just about at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much, Philip, for coming on, and again, Philip's blog is, you can reach him at www.philvanoverwordpress.com. That's philvanover.com. I mean .wordpress.com.
Exactly.
And that, I just want to make sure. And then johnmaxwellgroup.com/Phil Vanover.
Phil Vanover. Exactly. Yes.
Yes. And we really, really.
I
thank
really
you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
You have a wonderful Independence. I did want to ask. Did you get the storm right where you were?
No. The big storm went north of us.
Okay.
Some northern counties up above where I live that got some storm. We get the hurricanes occasionally in eastern North Carolina. I'm about 2 hours from the Outer Banks.
Pinehurst,
so
I know. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
a lot of golfing there.
Yeah,
a lot of golfing,
golf,
isn't it? It's a big, big place for golf. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful 4th of July.
You guys, too. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Take care, man.
Bye. Take care, Randy.
Bye, man. Wow. Well, I made it back for the close anyway. Yeah, it's just
like, absolutely. That was like you're making it back for the finish line, Randy. I think you got a minute and a half.
That was
pretty cool.
We made it. We got about 1 minute here. So again,
yes, sir. So recapping, I think that was good. Go ahead.
RealtyUniversal.com, the website, and again, you can check out the archives of any of our shows, and lots of people do that. And you can do that here on blogtalkradio.com/RealtyUniversalRadio. And, I'm done. We're done for today. We'll check you next week. Be looking for
Randy, have a wonderful cookout or whatever you're going to do later, and a happy 4th of July. And to everybody out there, thanks again for Bill for calling in, too. And thanks, Phil. And everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Mm.